This one is called One Thing. Our Lord Jesus emphasizes that the most important thing that a child of God should do is sit at his feet, like he explained to Martha, who was so busy and criticized her sister, Mary, for not helping her. He told Martha, "Only one thing is needful." Luke 10:42. He told the self-righteous young ruler, "One thing you lack." Mark 10:21. The man who received his sight from Jesus said, "One thing I know." The psalmist exclaimed, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek." Psalm 27:4. When we concentrate and meditate on one thing, devoting ourselves to loving and living as Jesus and learning at his feet, we succeed in his plan for us. The result is right thinking. We acquire the mind of Christ, who brings into captivity every thought to obeying him. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Our meditative thoughts are so powerful that when we concentrate on the one and only full of grace and truth, John 1:14, he gives us perfect peace in our minds and hearts because we trust in him. Isaiah 26:3. Someone said, "If you sow these single things, a chain reaction will happen. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny." The Lord explains in a parable of sowing and reaping that as we plant what he gives us, whether it is a gift, a talent, money, time, resources, or a culmination of all, he will bless us for planting these for his glory. He will multiply what we have been given. To whom much is given, much is required. His fruit is better than fine gold. What he yields surpasses choice silver. He walks in the ways of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love him and making their treasures full. Proverbs 8:19-21. Whatever we have given out or sown is what we get back. Happiness can't elude you if you are continuously making people happy with kind words. You are supplying the fuel of potential, motivating them to become everything they can be. They become what God intended for them, and you were used to plant this and may live to see the harvest in this lifetime. We are reaping what we are sowing. Luke 19:11-26. Father, I want to plant the one thing that is essential to receiving eternal life, which is knowing you. The only way is by sharing Jesus, the one essential to get to you. All glory to him.